Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Fog. 37 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Fog. 38 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Fog. 37 degrees.
Zero 8 0 Charlie India Mobile. Zero 8 0 Charlie India calling.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Fog. 38 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Fog. 39 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Fog. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie, India. We're clear.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. Degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement.
This is CCYDF for special weather statement for the National Weather Service. Weather Service has issued a special weather statement. The radar indicated the effect of the strong thunderstorms along the line with Poland, Kitchener, and South Pacifica. Near East Lansing, Brooklyn, and Green, 15 km. Wind gusts 30 to 40 mile an hour, details high scale. Green face, continuing rainfall upon the point of the storm. Posted radar indicated. Impact up to 1 to 3 meters.
Special weather statement.
TD8 EDA mobile.
Special. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Rain. 48 degrees.
NRHK. K8KCI. NRHK. K8KCI. K8KCI. NRHK.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees.
KHKCI. Hey, mobile on and heading to Saginaw.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
KHKCI. How about it? NARHK, you got a copy. NARHK, this is KHKCI. KHKCI will be there and mobile.
KC8YVF mobile.
Good afternoon, Ron. It's Jeff, and we're mobile also, so it's a little rainy and wet over here heading that way.
I'm just getting out of work and headed back to the west side from the east side, so that's the point at the moment, is to try and make it home here.
Well, you should be doing good. I think most of the weather's off. They said it's going to be coming back again, but we got a good downpour over here. Nothing crazy, though. So, we'll talk to you later. Be safe.
All righty. Well, we've had one thunderstorm today, and we had one confirmed tornado down in Three Rivers area. So we'll go home and see if there's something on the news. I've been watching the feeds coming out of the Weather Service. And several structures have been damaged and on the ground for quite a while, it looks like it was, so we'll see what happens there. KC8YVF mobile.
Okay, well, I guess I missed that part. I know there's some power outage there on 5257, but other than that, it's all calm at the Oakley front, so okay. It's KKCI. We'll be clear and mobile.
KC8YVF mobile.
Good evening, Ron. KCABOA.
Good evening, Mr. Rick. How was your day?
It was interesting. Little things to do around here. Went to pick the granddaughters up St. Charles and got caught in a deluge. And so forth. I couldn't believe they were sending the kids out when I was coming down like that, but they did.
All righty. Yeah, it was a pretty good line of thunderstorms that moved through, and it also spawned a tornado down in Three Rivers, so they are assessing the damage. I got pictures coming in from the various feeds of people that videotaped the tornado and damage the buildings and structures and houses and things. So down Three Rivers area, headed northeast. The warning stopped at 4:30, but from initial reports, it was on the ground for about 20 minutes.
So that would be the first one of the season for Michigan.
Yes, sir. We're one thunderstorm into the season and one tornado for the season, so we're off and running.
Yep. Well, some years are like that. Some years are like that. You know what they say about March? In like a lion, out like a lamb.
Yep. I started seeing things that popped up on Facebook from Michigan Storm Chasers, and they had the report. I went over to the Slack app that's off in the National Weather Service, and they hadn't reported anything yet, which was strange. Usually they come into that app pretty quick, that chat app, but I didn't see anything there. Went back to Storm Chasers, and then they had videos and pictures and things that had popped up from there. So Weather Service had it up there. I went to Grand Rapids, and they had it in that a large confirmed tornado was on the ground in the Three Rivers area heading northeast. So they had it there, but nothing on the Slack app.
Okay. Is Grand Rapids the National Weather Service office that covers that down there? or is it one that covers it from out of state?
That one, I'm not sure. That could be Indiana, because I know northern Indiana covers part of southeast or southwest Michigan, and that's not on my app, although I didn't put it in there. I could actually put that in to that office. So, yeah, that's true. That it might not have been, that might not have been Grand Rapids. That might have been Indianapolis that covers that area.
It is hard to keep them straight. Just as long as you know the one that covers your area, that's the important thing, I guess.
Yeah, that it is. That it is. So, busy day at work today. Boss was there, but he had really didn't have anything to do for me. So when those days happen, it's always fun because he usually prints out a spreadsheet and has me do cross-references for parts. So this will be about probably a good four-day ordeal. Not the most fun thing. I had 128 parts on this list, and he had certain stuff he wanted, cross-reference he wanted from another site online, and there's a bunch. Some of these parts had 40, 50 cross-references. I had to copy out of one website and paste into our tool. So my hands about wore out today, and I got about 37 of them done out of the 128 today. So I've got probably at least another three-plus days work out of this one. So not a fun day.
It doesn't sound like it. Dig, dig, dig. Yep. It sounds like it could be challenging.
Well, it gets boring, and it's awful hard on my left hand. So it's that Control V, Control C, and back and forth and back and forth, and switching between one page. So I do Alt Tab to switch from the page I'm getting the information from, and then Alt Tab again to switch back to the page I'm putting the information in. So all of that's done with the left hand. So that's why I've had three surgeries on that hand so far, and going to have a fourth at some point here.
Well, you got to be careful there, because then you get to the point like my sister was, and the surgeon says no more.
Yep, I know that. I've had carpal tunnel surgery in that left hand, and I am left-handed in that hand, and I've had two separate surgeries for trigger finger, and I'm going to have another one on the left hand and one on the right hand. I've been just getting by right now, not hurting too bad, but they are locking, and when they do lock closed, the left one doesn't want to release. I got to physically grab the finger and slowly try and massage the tendon in there to get it to release so my finger will straighten back out. So luckily it's not hurting, but I just have to watch what I'm doing sometimes. But yeah, it's a nasty day. You going to make it to the meeting tonight?
I was planning on it. I have to pick the girls up from school and that, and everything else. It kind of changed my plans for tonight going to church, so I plan on going to the meeting tonight and so forth. Yeah, I know a guy that I go to church with, and that has had the injections done, and injections have been successful for his trigger finger.
Yeah, I've had one injection on my right hand. They can do one more before you get two injections, and if that doesn't solve the issue, then you're a surgical candidate. So, yeah, I've had my thumb on my left hand, my index finger, and my ring finger done on my left hand, and all had injections prior to that and didn't solve the issue, so they had surgery. And I had one injection on my right hand of the middle finger, and that the pain has gone down. I don't have the pain in it, but it's still locked, so I got to be careful there. One thing I do take is anti-inflammatory that I take for my knee periodically that seems to help with that one too. So my knee, kind of a double effect. I take it for my knee to give some relief to that, and then it kind of helps the fingers or the hands too a little bit.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I take some sodium naproxen every now and then to help out. In other words, it's generic Aleve, so that sometimes helps, but gotta watch all that stuff.
Yeah, after I had my knee surgery, they gave me meloxicam for inflammation, and I've just kept a bottle of that around. I just had the doctor refill the prescription on that one. And I only take it as needed, but it does help out. So I'm trying to avoid the surgery, but if I have to, I want to get it done before I leave work, because my deductible is a lot lower at work than it would be through Medicare and through the Advantage plans and things like that. So some of those that I've seen in there, just doing a little bit of research, deductibles I'm paying for half the surgery.
Yep, you want to be very selective, and when you get out to be on Medicare, you want to make sure you get the right supplemental plans.
Yep, that's another minefield to navigate, that's for sure. That's why I like staying on the plan here. The company pays three-quarters of the deductible, so what I have to put in, I only put in, have to pay a quarter of it, and they pay three-quarters of it. They have a health savings plan for the employees, and they pay three-quarters of the deductible. So that's really nice in that regard. It at least cuts down our out-of-pocket.
Well, that definitely helps a bunch. That definitely helps a bunch. And as far as those health care supplemental plans go for the Medicare, those change every year, what's available for us and what's not, et cetera. So, yeah, it's a minefield getting through it, that's for sure. All right, I guess I got to cook dinner tonight, so I need to get up there because it'll be time to be at the club meeting here before long. So I will talk to you tonight, club meeting. KCAVOA.
All right, Rick, good planning. I'm just a couple blocks from home, so 73, we'll see you tonight. KCAYVF clear.
KHKCI calling. RHK, you got a copy. Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India calling. NHRHK, you got a copy. NHRHK, this is KAKCI calling. KAKCI will be mobile and clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 2000 hours, rain, 51 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees.